Erichin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We're going to go back to another type of model that the Mishnah uses, like we had before, Leipochus V'Leyoisi. Here we have dinim that are unusual in any area of halacha. The Mishnah will sometimes be magdurit Yesh B'din Zeh L'Hokal U'Lahachmer. It has a kula which is unusual, and it has a chumra vis-a-vis other dinim, which is also unusual. So we're going to have five categories, the next five Mishnayos in this Perek. Yesh be'erichin lahakul lahachmir, b'steachuz lahakul lahachmir. Erichin we've been learning about. Steachuz is something that we're going to introduce now. We mentioned in the Psichot and the Masechta that there are dinim that are in Pashas Baharim b'chukoyse. One of the dinim, and erichin is the end of b'chukoyse, one of the dinim that takes up a good amount of space in Pashas Bahar is the din of steachuzah. Ste'achuzah is the Loshna Vatera. Achuzah means his nachlo. That means it's a nachlo that was passed down the family. Obviously in Eretz Yisrael, and it goes down from Chalukas outside Dei Yeshua. Because of that, the Torah defined selling a ste'achuzah in very unusual terms. The Torah in Parshas Bahar says that despite the fact that normally if Reuven is selling his field to Shimon, it doesn't make a difference why Reuven's selling. He's selling because he doesn't want the field anymore. He's retiring, he's going into a different business. He was desperately poor, so he had to raise it in order to feed his family. What's the difference? Selling is selling, and even if his circumstances change afterwards, he can't buy it back at will from the owner. He would have to go back to the new owner, the person who bought it from him, and the person would have to be masking. However, by a ste'achuzah, even if he sells it, it's not really a sale. It's like a temporary lease, and the halach is he's allowed to be goyel, to be poided from the owner. You see this barichus in Megillas Rus. Betzem, we're going to learn about this din barichus in Perek Zayin. So we'll leave over the details for over there. How long and what type of field and what type of house and so on. Over here was the lahakul lahakne. Shor hamuid normally refers to the dinim of mazik. If the behemah is mazik in a damaging way, so he's a tam the first three times, and he only pays chatzi nezek and megufoy. Can't charge the mazik money, he only gets a shutvis in the shor, kimavur in the third, fourth, and fifth parakim above a kama. Over here, we're not talking about a shor tam. L'umas, a shor muid is when he's already miyuid for that type of damage, because he already is established that he's that type of shor. A shor hamuid over here, we're not talking about hilchus nazik, we're talking about hilchus ritzicha. The first three times, we see the shor as a ritzach, but the bailim is considered somewhat of an oidus. He had no idea that his shor is a shor nakhon. After that, the bailim was considered responsible. Why wasn't the shor killed? The din of a shor that was killing is that his chai misa. If the shor somehow escaped the bezdin, so lamaisa, the bailim is at fault for letting such a shor exist. After three times, he has a chiyuv koifer. So over here also, the koifer is normally the value of the person who was killed. That's how much he has to pay the yoshim of that person. However, the Torah was kaveh a set amount by a shor hamuid shehemis es ho'eved. If he killed an eved, he doesn't have the regular din of koifer. He has a separate din. That also lahakul lahakme. Bo'inis umufate umaytzi shemra lahakul lahakme. These refer to averis. If somebody was ma'anis, a naira b'sula. Mefate is, he was mefate, he convinced her, it wasn't by force, but he's also responsible because the Nairi B'sula is under the father's rishus. V'nishvi, and both of them, is chayv damages to the father. U'moitzi Shemra, is he married a Nairi B'sula, and he was moitzi Lazo Leo, Pasuk and Pashas Kisetze, he was soiche Edi Sheker. Over there also, there are financial oinshim, for these three dinim, and all of them also have lahakul ulahakmeh. And that, now the Mishnah is going to explain. The idea behind the lahakul ulahakmeh by all of them is the same, that sometimes the set amount that the Torah puts into place will work for you, for the person who has to pay, and sometimes it will work against you. For example, yesh be'erich in lahakul ulahakmeh keitzad. Echot she'erich is hanosha b'Yisrael. If somebody says Erech Ploini Olai, as we've been discussing, and it's somebody who's tall, handsome, capable, is worth a lot of money on the open market. This Hakor should be Yisrael. You take somebody who's Tzeklapten Tzezetz. Kor literally means ugly. But it can mean not talented. It can mean challenged. Noisin chamishim sela. The amount is the same. It goes lefi gender and lefi age, not lefi capabilities and true value. Vim omar hare domo volai. If it's not erich ploini olai, but it's demei ploini olai, noisin shavya. There we shots up on the open market how much he would be shoveli himocha kevin. So the amount that the Torah says could work against the person who's being married, or could work for him. Similar idea, Mishnah Beis, b'steh achuza lachu lach miketzah. The din of steh achuza that we're discussing over here is actually not from Pashas Bahar lefi that gom that we gave on the dinim of being goyel steh achuza. That's if Reuven sells his field to Shimon. There are dinim, and we'll see the Amitz Hashem like we said in the 7th parak. Over here we're talking about, at the end of Pashas Bichu Koisai, if he's magdish steachuzoi, so he could be poided the field from hegdish until yoivul. Yoivul is the turnover in these type of sales when we look at it as a final sale, or when it goes back, reverts back to the original owner, kimavur. A steachuzo, which is that ancestral field, he could be poided from hegdish ad shnasa yoivul. And that's how it goes back to him. Lemaisa, if somebody else is poided, so we don't see that somebody else, even though normally, if Reuven is magdish his car to Hegdish, Shimon once could be poided the car from Hegdish. He doesn't have to ask Reuven Rishus. It's not Reuven's anymore. The only difference between Reuven and Shimon is if Reuven's poided, he has to pay a chaymish. If Shimon's poided, something that he never owned, he doesn't have to pay a chaymish. That we'll see him in Seshem later on also. However, where it's a steachuzo, we see him not being able, Shimon that is, not being able to take away Reuven's field. Because that's always, every ancestral field goes back to the owner. Over here, it's not going to go back to the owner because he was magdishin. If somebody else was poidit mina hegdish, the aloch is it goes back to hegdish b'shas ayoivil. Or, let's say nobody was poidit, so then stays b'shus hegdish ad yoivil. What happens to field doesn't stay the possession of Hegdishes forever. It goes to the Kahanim and it becomes their ancestral. Kilo, they take over. Kahanim don't have an Achman in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah is Kaveh Gzeis HaKosov that in a field that's a Steh Achuz that was left over for Shus Hegdish or somebody else was poided, it's only a temporary Pidio and it goes to the Kahanim. If he himself is poided, we don't see it that way. We see him as being Goyal. We see him as taking away the avdus on the field, and he's allowed to be poided from Hegdish. Now, what's interesting is that the Torah wasn't keveh the value of the field in real value. It has like a symbolic value, and that, again, the same way the amount of money that one pays with an erichin could work lahakol lachmi here as well. Echon ha-magdish b'cholas ha-mochis. The same halacha will be if somebody is magdish esteh achuza, which is in the outskirts of a city. Outskirts of a city, b'derechal fields are not that well taken care of, because people are walking in and out of the city. They step on the field, they trample, they come by with their traffic. Ve'echna magdish, if somebody is magdish a field, which is b'pardesois shosh sabasti. Sabasti is a place. The kromim over there of Sabasti were Mu'ula Mo'id. And Mamela, the value obviously is a lot more than the first case. By both of them, the halacha is Noisin Bezerach Chaymer So'irim. For an area which is big enough to plant Chaymer So'irim is 30 saw of So'irim. That's how the Torah measured the size of a field. Chamishim shekel kesef. That's how much the Dmei Pinyon is. We'll see later on in Perek Zayin that the shear over here is considered a standard size. It's what's called Belosh and Chazal a base kur. A base kur is 30 base saw. A base saw is 50 amas by 50 amas. So Lamaisa times that by 30 is going to be 75,000 square amas. It's quite sizable, but the price is going to be chamishim shekel kesef, independent of the value of the field. So that's Lahogol Lachman. This is a similar idea. Stay mikna over here is something that obviously mikna milosh and kinyan was bought. What does it mean? It means it's also a steh achuza, but it was Reuven's ancestral field and it was bought by Shimon. And like we pointed out, the halacha is that Shimon is not really buying the field from Reuven because the halacha is it's like a lease. Be'etzim it goes back to Reuven b'shas hayoyvel. That being said, Klape Shimon, who was Magdashit, he's only being Magdash something that he leased. So it's not a full Hegdish of a Steakuza. It's a Hegdish of something which has a din Arayoivu. Because of that, it's not so partial what the din is. Noisin Eshavyoi, Tanakama says that he pays the value. It doesn't have a din of Steakuza. If he wants to be paid it, Arayoivu. To say, Bishas Ayovitz can go back to the original owner. Shimon, the Magdish, the Mikna, the Koina, didn't have a right to be Magdashit past when he owns it. You can't be Magdashit something that's not yours. So he was only Magdashit his leasing schuyos, which is only Adayoivo. For that, there's no din in the Torah of symbolic value. Similarly, he pays the regular value. Whatever a lease on that field of 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it is, however much that's worth. The halacha is they're both be'etzim the din of Steachuza. It's not Mufurish in the Pasuk. Happens to be Gzeir Shava. Both of them, the Torah says, the Lashon V'chishev Loi HaKoyim. So when the Torah uses the same word, you see that both of them, you make the Cheshbin, it's the same type of Cheshbin, symbolic value, and Memela, it doesn't go into the regular value. It also has the Lahakul Lahakma. Ma Ben Steh Chuzel Steh Mikna. So what will be the difference between where Reuven is being magdish his ancestral field and Shimon is being magdish the field that he only has leasing rights on till Yoivo. Elo, the difference will be Shebistei Achuza Noisin Choymish Ubistei Mikna Eine Noisin Choymish. We pointed out that if somebody is magdish his own field, so he has to be Moisin Choymish anytime somebody is pointed to his own former possession from Hegdish. The Pasuk says over there, Bechukoisev, Imgoel, Yigal, Asasoda, Amagdish, Oisoi, Viyosav, Chamishis, Kesav, Erkecholov, and that din is only by the Bailam, not by somebody who didn't own it originally. Just to clarify, the difference between an owner and a buyer, who's then Magdish, and being Poideh, that you do have to be Magdish, you don't have to be Magdish, is true even according to the Tanakhama. The Mishnah only asks, according to the second Shittur of Lezer, what's Taka the Chilik? If both of them are with symbolic value niftis, then what's the difference? On that, the Mishnah has to explain. The chilik is for one gives a chamish, one doesn't give a chamish.